who put it best when she heard of a plan for more news programmes to be introduced. "Being informed is fine," she said, "but sometimes it just feels like being beaten around the head."
Rewiring the Mind was written and presented by David Hendy of the University of Westminster. It was a Rocket House production for BBC Radio 3 and was first broadcast in June last year. Tomorrow, David Hendy looks at television's influence on our mental states in The Fallible Mind. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
They tell me that's a Russian tune, and it could well be, but Turkish band Hayvanlar Alemi have a talented knack of turning tunes rather inside out. They have to be worth catching live, and you can do that when they join up with Group Due next month at the Barbican, the 13th of May. And I'm told Group Due and very special guests are also playing South Street Reading the night before. A young singer from the north of Norway has been causing a bit of a stir. Paul Moddi Knutsen is his name, who sings under the name of just Moddi. Here's his song called Poetry.
Transparent ink, tie myself to the mast and wait here for the ship to sink. Though I know I've set sail on a wishing well. The daylight is dimming out slowly with every breath I take. Gasps of air become roaring rivers, keeping me awake. It gives me no time to think things through. I know words always come before you do, but I can't find no poetry left in these lines. I've been trying too hard, too long, too many times. This what a biochemist would call happiness? Is it part of some unmade promise I thought I could forget? Is it time that I let some air come through? For now, strangling love is all I can do. I know you have mountains of poems in mind. All explaining how all wounds will heal given time. But these days are no longer my time to spill. I know that by waiting, I will make them stand still.
Dustin O'Halloran and The Great Divide, following a young singer called Moddy and a song from him called Poetry. More later. Now, some more excellent music from the members of the Loop Collective. This is a band called Ma. Tom Challenger plays tenor sax, Matt Calvert's on electronics, Dave Smith on drums, and Ross Stanley on keyboards.
Thank you.
I'm glad to say there's a whole new album where that came from. The Quartet of Ma, that's Tom Challenger, Matt Calvert, Dave Smith and Ross Stanley, all members of London's Loop Collective. Do go and see them at one of their regular dates at the Vortex. You'll find details on their website. A rather chilling poem now by Rudyard Kipling, as set years ago by Peter Bellamy and now revisited by Rapunzel and Sedaine.
What is a woman that you forsake her? And the hearth fire and the home acre to go in the old grey widow maker. She has no ten times fingering we to hold you out on the rocks where the time has rolled you. Yet when the signs of summer fade and the ice breaks and the birch buds quake, sicken again for the shout and the slaughter, you steal away to the laughing waters and look at your ship in her winter quarter. Kine in the shed and the horse in the stable, to ditch her sides and go over her cable. Then you drive out with the storm clouds swallow and the sound of your
Rapunzel and Sedaine. Rapunzel is Rachel McCarron and Sedaine is Sean Breeden. And that was Harp Song of the Dane Women, a poem by Rudyard Kipling. And that's on the new Oak Ash Thorn CD on Folk Police Recordings, inspired by the settings of Kipling by Peter Bellamy. And these are the women of Mambazo, the group led by Nelly Shabalala, wife of the leader of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, before she was so tragically murdered in 2002.
Mami Zolo, where Mami Zolo, where Mami Zolo, where Mami Zolo. mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo, mamizo,
mamizo,
mamizo,
Thank you. He's in there, he's trouble.
Thank you.
She's such a charismatic performer. Yeni Val from her new CD, a song called This Is a First. Just before, a track called Lentetoy from a Belgian collective known as Kaboom Caravan, a 13th century French song of despair sung by a group called De Chalice. And first of all, The Women of Mambazo and Mamizola, which comes from a CD of wedding songs. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction. You'd better cheer everyone up, said my producer, and a film about motorbikes will certainly answer all his prayers. Music from the Bollywood film Doom from the Bollywood Brass Band. Palestinian-born Hossam Hayek learnt to play guitar when he was growing up, and then he moved on to the oud, developing his own technique and style, which he says gave him a way into Western music, as well as staying faithful to his Arabic roots. Here he is with Nahawand Improvisation. Shostakovich and the moving slow movement from his fourth string quartet, played there by the Hagen Quartet, following the oud player Hassan Hayek. And you'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. Now another song from the Norwegian singer Moddi.
That your friends sit beneath the same flag as your foe was a blessing to fire at will, and out of the trenches a new day arose. There's strength in these broken arms still. So burn all the poems and rip up the books. The words will white out as you sing. To carry the weight of the lives that you took, because life was a beautiful thing. Now I cannot recall mountains risen to fall. One day we must awake from this to be fulfilled. But you've chosen your weapon, the jewel is on, and there's truth in unspoken words still.
What's left of your plans?
might be your last chance. Thank you. Black sky was the oldest curse, and smoke kept on getting worse, on and on. Stinging eyes, and we die of thirst. To the prophets, still on the earth, and the child of the last birth. Promise me you'll live as long as you can. On and on. On and on.
A duo from Seattle called Thousands, Christian Garrard and Luke Bergman, a song called On and On. And they've got 3 dates left on their UK tour, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Glasgow, Liverpool and Leeds. John Lord's vision of an abandoned ballroom in Spain just before, very deep purple, Farabanda Solaria, played by the Smith Quartet, and a singer from Northern Norway called Moddy before that, a track called Seven from his CD Floriography. The combination of hurdy-gurdy and percussion in a moment from Matthias Leubner and Tonji Bayer. First, though, one of Lithuania's best-known folk singers, Evaldas Vyčinas. Do que darei
Дарня вода вам самому тинерис и юг.
Hymn to the Holy Spirit from the 9th century, recorded in the Abbey of St. Gallen, Switzerland, by Ensemble Ordem Virtutum. The rather interesting mixture of hurdy-gurdy, electronics and percussion just before that from Austrian Matthias Leubner and Tony Bayer, and a traditional song from Lithuania from Evaldas Vyčinas. Tonight's closing music is from a new release by David Lumsdaine, inspired by The Big Meeting, an annual Durham Miners' Gala held every summer from 1871. Walking, dancing or marching to the city with banners and bands, playing Sousa and popular songs and hymns, the sounds of fairgrounds and dancing, speeches and games. By 1992, the pits had closed, but 20 years earlier, David Lumsdaine and some of his students captured some of the big meeting sounds with tape recorders, and it became the seed of a composition, which he finished in 1978. I'm going to play you the part called Crossing Palace Green to the Cathedral after we hear from Steve Knightley. All things are quite silent. I'm Fiona Talkington. Till tomorrow. Good night.
All things are quite silent, each mortal at rest. When my true love and I, we got snug in one nest. And a bold set of ruffians entered our cave. They force my darling to plough the salt way. I begged for my darling as though for my life, but they'd not listen to me, although a fond wife. Said the king, he needs sailors to sea, he must go. They left me lamenting in sorrow and woe. Through green fields and meadows, oft times we did walk, and sweet conversations of love we did talk. And the birds from the woodland so sweetly did sing. Ah, the lark and the thrush made the valleys to ring. But although my love's left me, I won't be cast down. For who knows but my true love will one day return and make me amends for this trouble and strife. Oh, my darling and I, we'll live happy for life.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. This morning's concert features the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra with their chief conductor Vladimir Válek in music by Dvořák and his great champion Brahms. They're playing Dvořák's three concert overtures, portraying the three great creative forces in the universe, nature, life and love. And after that, the Brahms double concerto for violin and cello, with soloists Petr Zdvihal and Pavel Ludvík. Dvořák composed his trilogy of concert overtures in the early 1890s when he was at the peak of his fame. The most popular is the middle one, the Boisterous Carnival. And that opens the concert.
Thank you.
Carnival, one of Dvorak's three concert overtures, Nature, Life and Love. Vladimir Válek conducted the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra. The nature theme runs through all three overtures, but in this next one, Othello, it becomes dark and even distorted. Here, love is a power that can impart bliss and bring destruction. It's almost a portrait of jealousy at work.
Thank you.
Dvořák's Othello Overture, inspired by Shakespeare's Jealous Moor, the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Vladimir Válek. They're ending Dvořák's trilogy of concert overtures with the one known in English as In Nature's Realm, and it grows out of the stillness of a summer night as nature awakes a man's hopes of happiness and fulfilment.
Thank you.